Welcome to Yard Info, the lighter side of Jamaican news. Today's Thursday, July 22nd, and over the next half an hour, we will be taking you through these topics. Parson christening Pinckney Foss. JLP constituencies get majority of road funds. The PM done with Dudus.
We're not done
Are
with
we? Give unto Shaw what is due unto Shaw. Next, backdoor deals. Did the PMP and JLP cut a deal to drop dual citizen court cases? Emergency breaks. The PMP halts state of emergency.
Disclaimer, Andrew Hewitt is responsible for these headlines.
All right. Remember to join us on the Ground News Report on Facebook. They report the news and we discuss it. Guys, take it away.
What's on the call? Thank you very much.
Johnny, you have to take care of yourself.
No, no, but that's what I'm going to say. You're responsible. So
topics.
Anything me say after this, I'm not responsible. Andrew is responsible and you're adding for. No, because
really...
he might draw me out. He might draw me out.
Which one of them? Because...
All of them.
Oh, okay.
I'll be a draw topic.
Yeah.
I am Andrew Machos.
Yeah, man. We want to draw out and we want to draw the Jamaican people too.
Which are the first one?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Andrew Hewitt.
All right. I'm Christopher Johnny Daly.
And thank you, Nicole, for introducing us. Now, we thought, based on the last election, that when the new party came to power, we wouldn't have to be facing the type of situation where... you have works and projects being handed over on a partisan basis.
You mean it wouldn't be business as usual?
It must start like it's a group, like it's a club. We thought. No, Andrew,
oh,
so you
are
not
alone.
No, honestly.
I mean, Andrew, you are alone.
We never get fooled. We never get tricked. Andrew, when you see them go behind the political pulpit, they want to get tricked yourself. You just wait until the walk of one.
Let me talk for myself.
Andrew, find you know yourself. No, let me ask you. Find you a thought and you a thought. From you know yourself, I'm MP around constituency. Yeah. I empty MPs and money for that. And I am kind of in charge of
and
the money.
In charge of the kind of in charge.
Good. So no. You know I'm in charge of the money. Yeah. You think frame first of all, him can't drive enough in constituency and the constituency not look good. First of all, the people who live in there are going to say, yo, we are dead. Mr. Shah.
Mr. Henry. Mr. Lester Henry.
What?
In charge of all the roadworks and his constituency.
And Mr. Shah, please look good to him. Talk about Mr. Shah.
Hold on, no. You're right, Mr. Shah. You know it too.
Oh, because.
Control the money.
So, the man who controls the ministry and the man who controls the money.
Okay.
Two constituencies are receiving 74% of what they call significant special projects funds.
Man. Then nobody gonna think something wrong with that.
Special!
63 constituencies and two of them getting 74%
special
of the money.
Special projects! Let me tell you something about them projects, man. You ever come over and say, you're a minister, you're a dealer, you know, so we're there for work, we're there, I'm there. And minister, you're responsible for the finances, you know. Just sort out the whole thing. We're there for work. Enough vote.
I tell you, I mean, honestly, I thought that even if they come and a little greasing might have to go on, but me think at least I got to have a little conscience.
I like the quote that was made by the opposition minister.
Uh-huh. I think it was Pickersgill.
Pickersgill. When you say again, Andrew, you have it there.
Man, say Parson Christie won't pick me first. But, I mean, if you even got Christie, you won't pick me first. And a picnic in the community want Christie as well.
And you can't make them feel too bad, you know. They are picking in them, you know.
Uh-huh.
But then, remember, so there are other areas under the JLP banner that they need to focus on. You know what I mean? And honestly, though, them can't want to fix one place with so much money. 78% of the money, man.
Come on, man. I think this
spread
is egregious.
Spread it on the commit more, man. Don't tap this
wickedness,
man.
Let's move on.
Wickedness. They're going to come and have it there in a Kingston here past somebody off-roads them.
And St. Catherine's.
Off-roads. We don't have all the main road.
Even the main road them are full.
Look here. Some of the main road them can't say because we're doing this big work here and that big work there. You see the off-road is no road.
Alright, you know, Mr. Shaw and Mr. Henry don't want us to focus on
Mr. Big Man.
And I understand that even the Prime Minister don't want us to focus on Dudus anymore.
That's the second topic.
Yeah.
Me tell you my job, you know. Where is the PM done with Dudus? Are we? Look how we am done with... No! You mean done with Dudus? That's what I said.
Man,
was the headline
so put
in the paper.
It aside and let's deal with issues of national importance.
After how many years that they have been involved with a lot of companies owned by this man.
So tell me something. This is not a matter of national importance?
Yeah, apparently not.
It's a matter of international importance.
Now, apparently not.
The fact that you as a prime minister and your party, let me put this euphemistically, took some liberties with the truth when it comes to the man at Phelps and Phillips issue and the whole Dudus issue. good school though. You know, the fact that you haven't answered the question as to where the funding came from to send to MPP, man at Phelps and Phillips, in addition to the 15,000 that came about the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm hard-pressed
but
to believe that...
But why do you blame the Prime Minister for
I'm hard-pressed to believe why that Mr. Brady took $15,000 out of the money sent to man at Phelps and Phillips.
Why do you blame the Prime Minister for taking that stance, though? I mean, this is a country where we sweep things out of the
road. Because this is...
Hold on, Andrew. All you need is one person to start it. Lord, man, I all use that. And Jamaica, that's enough.
But yeah, that is a problem.
If all the prime people...
That is a problem.
If the PM starts, Lord, I all use that. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you're going to...
Everybody say,
all use that. Come on the next one.
So you know, if the prime minister said this is not important, it's not important
when Jamaica run, Andrew, when the up from the prime minister, the big man said, I all use that, man. Hear the people, yeah. Give me the next one. Give me the next one. Give me the scandal. Give me something. We're ready for the next one.
So apparently, we don't...
We
don't
apologize and we don't resign. Mm-hmm. Remember, we said never apologize and we said not resign.
I
shall return. And we said we name is a big another politics thing in the world. Yeah. But let's forget this one.
First of all, poor
Dudus, him cannot afford good liar yet.
Poor Dudus.
No, poor Dudus. Because first of all, the premise is forget him. The infix about the people and place don't even in the process of doing that and put them on trip.
Send them on
Let's
trip.
Let's forget them. The whole thing. Mm. I'm in a business about a man at Phelps. First of all, I don't know who them people are.
Because who criticize me if you do an audit, their membership careful and exercise.
I don't know who them man at Phelps and Phillips are. Who them there? Some people. 15,000, sure, and I'm sure a little bit of money.
Come on, man.
Let's stop, you know.
Well, we need to stop being 9-day wonders.
We allow them. At least I want to look a bit longer than 9 days. We forgive thanks.
Yeah, don't want to go 10.
I want to go look a bit longer than 9 days. Yeah. Make we see what family members say, they might fix up the people in place. Coronation Market.
They might give them any money.
Coronation Market gonna be bringing.
But is that enough?
Eh?
Is that enough to fix
Let's
up the people in place?
Let's forget the whole thing and try and move on, man. Wait, what's the next topic?
So once a member of parliament, once any government minister does anything, we'll never ask him to resign.
Where did he make this statement?
He made a statement at a party meeting, a political meeting.
Oh, so who do you think he was talking to?
Yeah.
Them followers, them?
Well, he even went on to say, you know, that the Jamaican people don't care about these issues.
We don't. Aye. So he can't speak. Remember this statement.
Speaking on our behalf.
Of course. Remember say he spoke on our behalf and he did not resign too.
Because
he said he spoke to his people. And then he decided. So he knows what we want. I mean,
gentlemen,
on.
Really and truly, what can come out of this? Eh. Do we just accept things like this and it just...
It's up to a political... Let me tell you something. It's out of the hands of the command man.
I don't think so.
I think if we...
you want us, because we are ignorant, Andrew, we are ignorant people, you know. Let me tell you something. As some you know what ignorant mean, Andrew? We're ignorant. You said you ever said that the people if you do something? Appear burning and people are dead in the street. That's just it. Measures. And Jamaica, we name.
But yeah,
let's take over the workplace and people start dead.
Yeah.
So make people in that parliament who responsible deal with the situation.
We have to
it's
take things into our
there.
Own hands. We cannot
so
leave
you
it up to
them.
All right, listen, you know, we did an interview, Yardinfo did an interview with Bert Samuels recently.
Yes. Correct.
Right? And one of his points was that in order for us to get anything done, and it may be a bit of an uphill task, but it is possible. If we can find anything in the Constitution that says that this gentleman should be removed or this particular government member, we can bring a court case to actually have them removed.
So will I?
And I'm going to speak further on that a little bit more because we have a nice little topic coming up.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
That's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
Almost lawyers in this country.
Holy.
Okay. Need I say more? Sorry, need I say more?
Yeah.
All of these lawyers have studied our constitution.
Yeah.
All of them are very, very quiet. Mm. You can't expect the common man to know that, Mr. Bert Samuels. You tell the common man who can't read. No, so there's a part in the constitution. The average man has never seen our constitution.
And that's
most
why,
of us can't read
and
it.
That's why there's Yard Info. To make
the common man
on
internet, Mr.
No, no. no, no. me, me think he's a common man and me have internet.
No, you're not a common man, Andrew.
Yeah? And I mean the man has the gall to then go ahead.
Yeah, about the man in St. Elizabeth in a Catholic country.
The Prime Minister
so
has the gall to go ahead and pat himself on the back. Yeah, lauds the government for its anti-crime drive.
What do you mean? Just kissed
him, yeah, man. Prime Minister Bruce Golden has linked a recent decline in Jamaica's murder rate to his administration's assault on crime.
Of course. Yeah? We're not killing 4 and 5 a day now. We're just killing 2 and 3.
Yeah? So murder, murder is done.
No, we're not killing 4 and 5 per day.
What about
killing 2 and 3?
What about robbery, rape, and other crime? Them count as crime.
Those are coming down alone. Soon.
No, they're not coming down.
Those
soon.
Are coming down. Soon.
Some of them are up.
There might be some cases.
Robberies
for the,
and so are up.
And because the soldiers are spread out in these communities, mm-hmm. where there are a lot of young girls in tight shorts, we might have some.
All right, that's Nicole. So I think we need to move along now. Well, you see where I come, Mr. Shaw want the money for him constituency.
Yes.
Mr. Shaw want the money for him finance ministry.
Yes, man.
Especially
yes,
like what them are lose so much.
Yeah, well, you watch all that.
Yeah? I mean, first and foremost, in conjunction with the customs department, you know, they've been clamping down on
them and grab their money. And rightly so.
Yeah, some of these companies and individuals who have been trying to circumvent the whole customs.
Let's call a spade a spade. For you know, it got out on news already. Mm-hmm. Everybody probably know already on the internet that they took away Elephant Man's red Benz. The okay. one he flossed so, in many a times
yeah,
on the streets.
Drive
past poor people
one
enough time. In a nice, the champagne popping, Hennessy drinking.
This is
that's
how
the
we flossing. Do it.
This is how we roll. Yeah. Well, that's how the government roll. You put your car in a big flatbed truck.
Oh, gosh.
And roll
it can happen to anybody, but it happened to Elephant Man.
Well, so Elephant Man, I know a PNP MP of Northern Trelawney.
Somebody don't like him down there.
Yeah.
Somebody don't like him down there.
They have decided that, listen,
ruthless.
Dr. E.V. Patrick Harris, mm-hmm. if you don't pay the $1.6 million outstanding for property taxes, then... Yeah.
Enough that's the property tax.
We're going to put
lot.
In. Well, no, it's back. It's back property taxes, so it's going back years.
Yeah, man, and they couldn't understand. You know,
so,
property
so
tax about $5,000.
They're going to give him a little property for himself if he don't pay the people.
Him
don't
want a property there. That's a little square inch.
That's right.
A little square inch.
A little square.
That was a huge problem.
Especially like a good thing says, show me now, but I jump the gun, but stay time emergency. But honestly, he's lucky.
Hold on. You realize, though, if we go back to even the customs issue, you know, this is why I would say, you know.
Let me tell you something about the customs one. Let me talk about the customs.
Talk about it, Johnny. Talk
I don't
about
know. Let me tell you something. You see that little boss there?
I don't know.
Me and you know, I don't know that aqua.
Yep.
Like
yep.
that cement, long time. Mm-hmm. Them people have some nice house and account out of this little
them
running
people,
there.
Them people.
And probably a fall out. The same custom people, none of them are doing it. Custom, let me tell you something. Inside man, mix up with chop man, mix up with gate man, mix up with security man, mix up with the tap man, resign paper, mix up with who
else? Can you miss out on man, you know? Because it's up by marketplace, them go see some goods and then mall. Plaza mix up with some
mix
of the rich men, in Jamaica
who
don't want to pay the taxes.
Yeah, let me tell you something. A big thing. Mix up with enough of the appliances. Let's see we poor people walking up by a legitimate
TV.
Store. Listen
refrigerator.
Angel, remember saying this is the country, you know. We have big business, you know. Yeah. We're a thief light.
Yeah.
So I mean, you put if them with Eve light,
so, hold on, I know
if them with Eve light,
I know
you think
certain
the manager go on the import export business.
I know in a certain community Eve light.
Mm-mm.
Community, let me tell you something. Them people are even deep on a low scale.
Okay.
Yeah, them a chop wire. We not done that when a big company. A man
set up
put in a machine.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is the problem we talked about quite a few times on the podcast where we all have to take responsibility. It's not just a little man with a gun in him. He'd have to start somewhere. And if he never have him food to defend with a big man who has sent on money upon them, I mean, we wouldn't be in this situation.
Yeah, after... Is that cool? I'm just saying, we have to cut my all the way. Them say, is the Nigerians in Germany now? We just general. And general work on any level.
Yes, right.
But I feel like to the man, them suit. Enough time a suit, man.
General working
on suit. Enough
time
to the man, them suit and tie. What's the general ship there?
Yeah.
Millions! And them see where the boys are general. General some money away.
<You know? laughs>
Yo!
Well, you know, big generalship, when you have all political parties decide that they are going to cut a deal.
Yeah.
And you know what? We won't pursue the dual citizenship matter anymore.
You say a draw topic. Don't start the show. I say a draw topic. The one
Before me draw you out, Johnny, I just remind the listeners that, you know, they can get in touch with us via email, yardinfo@gmail.com. That's yaadinfo@gmail.com. We're on Facebook as well, facebook.com/yardinfo, twitter.com/yardinfo.
So
check us out. Johnny.
No, yeah, I'm emotional.
Not dry out for
now. But the nationalistic issues now are in.
You understand?
I'm feel like we're just in the podcast.
JLP.
Never start.
And the PNP.
I'm not talk to him.
I've decided that they are going to end this dual citizenship matter in the interest of the country.
All of a sudden, sir.
It's in the interest of the country.
Interest of this country.
Yes, it is said.
The
argument, if I may quote the Observer, is going to be that it is costing the country too much for by-elections.
How much by-elections have already?
Persons involved have already renounced their
new citizenship. How much by-elections have already, Andrew?
Two? Not two.
About five, six.
No, man.
What do you mean, no, man? How much by election have already? About three, four. Let's have two more. Balance the ship. No.
All right.
Because, Andrew, no, honestly. This is a how come all of a sudden it no matter?
And all of a sudden they're willing to work together.
Something big and serious as this. When you look much newspaper article, look much speeches they make.
This is
about how important for national pride.
This is the more.
Yes.
But for implications.
And how come they can do something like that? How come?
This is the more important thing.
Right.
The bipartisan, when it suits them,
yeah,
to have them kind of discourse.
That's not right.
Andrew, let me tell you all the serious this thing. Mm-hmm. Big and serious. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you think now, Andrew. Let's say, we say, all right, no problem. Me can have a passport as a minister. Philip, do a citizenship between USA and Jamaica. Mm-hmm. USA, no problem. What happened when me I'm the minister of technology,
yeah,
and a major US company said they want to come and do something down here.
Uh-huh.
And they must say, you know, you are one away.
That's
oh,
right.
That, look,
yeah, that is right.
Then use that as an argument. Come on.
Exactly.
So you want to look out
for the interest of that nation of which you're a citizen.
In addition
to that, you know, one of the things that particularly
in
irks
a smell
me
right
is that the fact of the matter is, you know, I want somebody making decisions for me that are going to have long-term effects. Who have a stake in Jamaica?
Oh, you mean?
Who not have nowhere France or Brazil for run, go retire when they finish?
I'm a big man now. No. That's the truth. I want some in America too far. You know what I mean? It's a hard working
minister. The truth of the matter is, if you make a decision that mess up the rest of us, you know, can't just take up yourself and go to the other country where you have citizenship.
Yeah, the argument of the Marcosan, but don't you have a visa? It's different.
Yeah, it's different. You can't stay in a country for more than six months.
I don't live there.
Yeah.
I don't have to own assets there.
That's right.
I don't need to go visit all the while and come back.
But if the decisions I make here aren't going to affect me and my children long term, you know, I can't make any decision and go about my business.
Well, I don't know. But
hold on. I think the more important thing about this, you know, Nicole and Johnny, is that it's not their decision to make either.
Talk to me now about it.
It's in the Constitution, sections 39, 40, and 41.
But they want to change the argument to me. Here's that them want to change the Constitution.
Change it then.
Change the process of changing our Constitution.
Yeah.
Simply mean the minister them cannot change it, sir.
No, there has to be a majority, and I don't think it's the simple majority that they have now, where they can push through crime bills and extend states of emergency. They actually have to have something like a 70, if I'm not mistaken, 75% majority in parliament.
The paper
to get
don't
it changed.
Them work together already,
well,
which means that them are work together.
Well, I'll put it this way. You know, even though I'm not in agreement with it, change it, and then you can say you're not going to pursue it. But as long as it's in the Constitution, you don't have the right to decide that you're no longer going to pursue
this. This is another one of those things where them are saying it's archaic, you know.
And this is another
recent thing with them did have white
mm-hmm,
over.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden it is file it. The minute it has always staring it.
Yeah,
full
man,
circle. You know.
India.
Let's file it. It a cost with too much money. It a cost with this, it a cost with my
put
position.
It aside.
It a cost me position.
That's right.
Let's put it
put
aside.
It aside.
Is another example of the only people that might take the thing, they might take it for that personal level. Look here.
All the people that buy a BlackBerry FX, Johnny.
Me, I tell you, a pling pling like a pling pling emergency.
Listen, this is something else that, again, I mean, no, you're going to argue about much lying in Jamaica, but this is something else that an average citizen can actually challenge whosoever has dual citizenship in court and win. You understand? So it's again, it's not out of our hands.
Ne?
And again, as I said, it is not for the PNP
we
or the JP.
We need to have more consensus on the other things that may matter to the people. That are the message of me are saying. So if you can have consensus about something like this,
mm-hmm.
then look how long the farm worker them have to wait for hear anything and why would feed them thing. Why no consensus could make with them the farm worker there? Why is it that when people are discussing the issue like the whole Dodos thing, why they couldn't have consensus
when it really matters to us, they can't find consensus.
Finna make people dead.
All right. Here's a nice little point from the Constitution. The Constitution lays out 8 reasons for individuals not being able to serve. This is one.
Mm.
And this is something for our yardies to think about. One of the persons who will not be able to serve as an MP is a person who is, under any law, for the time being in force in Jamaica, certified to be insane or otherwise adjudged to be of unsound mind or detained as a criminal lunatic.
You put enough, man.
Me nah say nothing more. Me nah say nothing more.
People are going mad when I was Prime Minister.
We're breaking the Constitution in many ways, apparently.
The first one we are breaking.
Hey, emergency breaks.
We're looking at Parliament, it was crazy. You ever hear me slide, bro?
The state of emergency comes to an end today, July 22nd, 2010.
So like she repeat herself plenty time. She ever twitch, you know, she ever twitch.
Hey, as we just talk about the possibility of lunatics and crazy people in Parliament.
Yes.
Yeah? When was it? Tuesday? It was as if it was sending the clowns day in Parliament.
No, me I tell you.
The JLP come and say, listen, we need 30 days, a 30-day extension on the state of emergency.
Yes.
The PNP respond, no, we're not giving a 30 days.
Yeah.
But we give a 15 day and another 15 day. Hmm? Now, you tell me.
That's not what they said.
Listen, that's not what in essence, they said they would agree to a 15 day extension, and at the end of those 15 days, they would review and allow another 15 days for mopping up. For mopping up.
Yes.
I didn't know his road was clean.
But it never happened. I'll get to that point. It never happened.
But. If the point is,
yeah,
if I come for 30 days and you offer me 15 plus 15, what is the difference?
Still 30, I'm not paying either. No, I don't pay. But I'm saying, no, honestly,
come on.
We have come crazy people in a party, right? Some of them have sense, some of them have sense to work.
Some of them have sense?
Some of them have sense.
Well,
I've heard a few sense coming from, and the people whom here have sense.
Mm-hmm. At the backbench?
Yeah. And some of the people at the backbench, they're like, yeah. Like the lady who put the argument to Miss D the other day in Parliament. She never win.
Mm-hmm.
But
Miss Faulkner?
Yeah, man. Miss mm-hmm. Faulkner sounded very eloquent, yeah. And she have sense.
Yeah.
You could hear reasoning in her argument.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But may I say to myself now, some of them people over there front, you ever hear Alperna Charles in different appointments? That's a crazy man right there. No, I'm telling you, Mr. Charles, it's crazy. Is if I'm going to tell the physical sign to tell me, say, Mr. Charles, crazy. I'm not afraid, no. You see the fact, say, him still keep that ear there. I try to keep it black and white.
The punch,
like a trademark.
Yeah.
That's the sign of a crazy person.
Oh, gosh.
Look for a madman over the years, you know, change him trademark.
Johnny,
state of emergency, right?
What you guys think about the
let me tell you something, Andrew. Yeah. And this is just talking for the youth them who me know,
uh-huh.
who live in a communities where them are already teenager and them broke bad already. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm saying to you now.
Yeah,
man. I talk about the broke bad weed smoking Jamaican youth who already get caught in this trap mindset conditioning, say. And the thug life, him saying,
and the
thug life simply mean, enough time the thug life means, you see, looking hardcore, being a part of a gang, probably mm-hmm. carrying a ratchet knife, I keep it real, you know, some form of personal weapon.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about a gun.
So how you dress,
well,
how
not, you oh, look. Yeah, attitude, energy,
right.
Weed smoking,
right.
Toting,
right.
Fast talking, guerrilla warfare, street youth,
mm-hmm.
hardcore street youth, where he's a hustler, right? Soldier, foot soldier. So you can go to my, a little lady can call her for sweep him yard,
mm-hmm.
then sweep the yard, but to earn a little food,
mm-hmm.
then I'm going to pick some mango, then I'm going to rob something from. So now, someone say opportunity, I rob something or sell back something.
Yeah, yeah.
You can use him for go downtown, he will do good job, bad job, yeah, hustler, right?
Hustler.
Yeah, I talk with that youth there, who get caught, no one gets scraped up. because him fit right now, right now, that,
not
that,
a bill.
Right now, the bill, sir.
Yeah.
Him sit down at jail, he might get the, all he might do is consume all of that negativity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, for the youth, and the youth, them like that, me think the state of emergency ending it is a good thing. Because you have plenty of youths like that who are get caught and them look a trap. I sit down at the jail and me down a space. We have to think about all the conditions there.
Me in 100% agreement with you.
Yeah.
And you know what, though? I noticed that many of those who have been calling for the extension and lambasting, I mean, the PNP have political reasons, you know.
Both of them
have
political reasons.
I am not in agreement with the PNP. I'm just in agreement with
ending the state of emergency. Let me tell you something. Yeah. I never necessarily agree with the extension, no. When I got wind of the information,
mm-hmm,
that the police now really need a state of emergency
to do some of the
operations that conducting, no. Then you don't need that for soldier to drive up in a big jeep.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All you need is a police escort.
As I was just saying to you, some of those who have been calling for the extension and criticizing the parties, they don't have curfews in their communities.
No.
You don't have no curfew up our Graham Heights or Russell Heights or Jackson.
And those curfews usually lead to somebody dying.
You
anyway.
Understand? well, hey.
No, those curfews happen, you know, drama.
They
happen.
Are not facing what these young men you're just talking about facing. And the fact of the matter is, if you're going to say to me that, well, everybody that lives in the ghetto is a criminal, well, fine, extend the state of emergency.
No,
because what's happening now, you're scooping up a whole bunch of people. The number so far, 4,181 people scooped up. You know how many of them they said they're going to charge?
Just 12, most of them said 20
well, 34, you're right, because it was 28 plus right. 6 yesterday, 34.
Over 4,000 people scrape up on
that is 0.81%.
Okay, I'm glad I'm in there, I see.
So you scrape up how much thousand odd people in order to prosecute, and by the way, 28 out of the 34 may be prosecuted for under the Proceeds of Crime Act.
Yeah.
Maybe. So it's not a surety.
And you're going to be sued by up to the time.
And then, as we just mentioned, because me know, you know, yeah, I wonder what the customs thing they pan it for. The rich man who runs a store up by Marketplace and in Mall Plaza.
Right.
Who is because of him, why the youth and the poor man get involved in a certain things. And when the poor man get involved for trying to make a money and somebody try box him food or take him food, a gun might get involved. And that's how criminality extends. But the man who owns a store,
he's
not under curfew.
No, no.
He's not worried by the state of emergency.
Big hustles are
nobody's putting out a detention order for him.
Big hustles are domino effects. Mm-hmm. Big hustles usually have a domino effect.
Yeah.
Anybody who know that. So you see, enough time what I'm in Jamaica do is that when the investigation are going, they don't scrape up somebody that we know them. Really.
That's right.
And stop it so that the rest of them know them don't fall. No? Mm-hmm. You understand? Anytime the damn so, start falling.
As you mentioned, the police do not need the state of emergency to do some of the work that they've been doing.
Reality.
Additionally, the longer we maintain the state of emergency is the longer we give the police an excuse to not improve the police force.
And also, we need to understand what a state of emergency means. The average Jamaican still really know what it means.
It means that them can come scoop you up. Them can come take you out of the podcast and say, oh, we are talking them thing about them.
Right now.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we can move on.
Excuse.
You understand? Well, we don't have nothing to move on.
We can move on.
Info.
Yeah. The views expressed on your info totally knows about Junior.
Yes. There's nothing at all to do with me.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Throw me under the jeep. That's right.
But Andrew, we want to thank our listeners on the podcast for their continued engagement in our discussions. And we really want to encourage more engagement. And if you have feedback, and Andrew has been bad-minding me, I must tell you, Nicole. I'm going to complain to you because there's nobody
else.
If you have feedback,
Andrew, first of all, I complain.
Link us on Twitter, twitter.com/yardinfo. And yardinfo@gmail.com.
But you had a star, Johnny.
You can also call us and leave a voicemail. 206-333-1769. So, it's time to go.
The logo picture there. Show me I get more handsome. People are saying more handsome.
Handsome.
You know what I mean? I get more looks than the boy. Even I throw a word party.
It sounds like Nicole is ready to take us out.
I know you like your black cherry.
Thanks. See you next time.